Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Buffalo, I'm riding through like the Sabres. Saberhood. Bills Mafia, yo, what's up? This is Why So Serious, Stevie Johnson. I'm going to be in a building at Key Bank Center to represent the Sabres and the Buffalo Bills on Bills Night. And I want you to be in the building with me October 28th. Look, I want y'all to bring y'all SJ13 jerseys or any Buffalo Bill jerseys y'all got. And if I see you, got to get that John Hank, that Stevie Johnson on it. All right? Make sure y'all handle biz, have fun, and repeat. Saberhood and Bills Mafia. Let's go.
Yes.
It is October 28th. The day
Let's
has
go.
Arrived.
Let's
so
go.
Good to see you.
Was
Stevie
that
Johnson.
That alley?
Yeah, that was the alley, man.
That
we
is
was
so cool. I'm like, wait a second. Yeah. Looks like a bowling alley.
Yeah, a little spare time.
Good.
No pun intended, because I do hit those spares.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
You're better than me. Sabres Live. What a special day. It's Bills Day. Game night tonight. Note the start time, 6:45. So
yes.
That's a little unusual. It's all part of the 16-game NHL schedule. This is the second time this year and final time that all 32 teams will be playing on the same night. So there's a whole bunch of staggered start times across the league. And we've got 6:45 for our opening face-off / kickoff tonight.
Frozen frenzy. Frozen frenzy.
What are you doing today? You're in arena hosting?
Dude, yeah, it's pretty cool, man. I'm so excited, too, because back in San Diego, we don't have a hockey team. So
well, you got the goals.
The goals are AHL,
I mean,
but yes.
Yeah, but it's not like the Sabres, though.
You're right.
It's the arena, the vibes, you know. So being able to get on the mic and just enjoy it with the crowd is going to be something special.
So have you done any training for the arena hosting job? Did you have to go through, like, you know, a step of, the evaluation process, the audition, or you're like, no, I'm coming in.
No, yeah. They say, hey,
gonna be up.
Just go out there and do it, man. So I'm just going to, have some fun and ride off the vibes, you know.
You're getting right off the Sabretooth vibe.
Yeah.
Like, you got to hang out with the man Sabretooth.
Absolutely.
And really get crazy in there. But so when you played here, how often would you find yourself catching up on the games and maybe coming to games so that you'd be familiar with with the town and what they support?
See, I would usually come to at least 5 to 6 of the games.
Okay.
You know, I wasn't really familiar with it, but cool story. I had a friend, just randomly met him on social media, and he's a teacher named Mike. Shout out to Mike. And he brought me to my first Sabres game.
Yeah.
And I was where it just clicked, you know. And it was around Halloween time. So it's pretty cool to be back. That's why I love this spirit of it and love being around the community.
So the one thing that I think is interesting, like in hockey, if there's the scrums, everybody's just, grabbing one another and, there's going to be a few punches. The referees back off and then they get in. In football, when there's a scrum, the referees, they blow their whistles. I'm like, you're not going to do anything. These guys are 300-plus pounds, and you can't get in there. But it's almost like the refs have to, get the whistle going
right,
just to try to stop it.
And it's not even necessary, you know. And plus, they got on helmets. You guys barely have helmets. I'm looking at the French Connection out there. Yeah. They was playing without helmets.
Yeah, but they were.
So it's like, you know, it's some things you gotta let slide. You know, it's a physical game in football, and just like hockey. And hockey, they seem to figure it out. Let them get that aggression out. Go sit them down for a minute, then come back in here. You know, and so that's how it should go.
Do you see much hockey in your travels and day to day? Like, do you stop in any other cities?
No. Only in the Bay Area. So I'm from the Bay Area, and we got the Sharks out there. Yeah. But I live in San Diego, so I don't really get to go there a lot. But my friends all talk about the Sharks. So, you know, I'm always holding down Sabres. I'm Buffalo through and through. And what we're building here is pretty nice. We got a great mix of guys, young and seasoned vets.
Yep.
And, I'm looking forward to seeing how the season go. I mean, we're rolling right now.
Yeah. Well, we're rolling now.
4-1-1 in the last six.
4-1-1
with Columbus here tonight.
0-3. So the difference is, you know, when you played 16 games in the NFL, now they got 17. We got 82, actually moving to 84 next year. So you can start the season 0-3 and recover. In football, if you started 0-3, that was tough. Like, you had to get on a massive roll to be able to get in. You know, so what other difference do you think there is when it comes to, like, what you did in football and when you see or talk to some of the players and what they have to deal every day?
You know what? For me personally, this is something interesting. Okay, there's – in my position, I'm a wide receiver. We were just talking about this. I'm 6'3".
Yeah.
We confirmed.
I'm looking up to both of you.
Yeah. Hey, and look, you see guys my height or smaller. Sometimes you will see a 6'6", 6'7", type of guy. But when you look at hockey, you have 6'6", 6'6". Slickster, hey, my guy. Hey, so look, you see 6'6", 6'7", guys. Those are the athletes here in hockey in their own skates.
Yeah.
So that's the thing that's kind of trippy to me and that stands out, you know. Yeah, our game is physical. It's bang, bang. And they're like, how do these guys do that? But you got to think, like, I'm tall, but look at Tage. Tage is 6'6", you know.
But hockey and the toughness filters all the way down to the guys that are 5'8 to 5'10 that still play, in many cases, as big as those guys that are 6'7".
Exactly.
It's wild.
So, dude, yeah, it's so wild to see these guys moving on the ice just like they probably see us out there on the field. Like, how are they doing? Is making these plays between this and that. But, like, we're in awe also, so it's big respect.
Now, when we teased you were coming on the show yesterday, producer Sam said we're going to have a special guest, and then he put a picture of, the Joker, and when he says, why so serious? And then somebody got it right away, like, Stevie Johnson's coming. So what was behind that moment where you pulled your shirt and it said, why so serious under? Like, what was the buildup, and why did that happen?
You know what? Good question. And it was a lot of things, actually. The movie was coming out during that week. I was getting in trouble for having fun on the field. I was getting fined a lot by the team, by the NFL. And I was just one of those guys like how our young guys are now. Yeah. You know, let them play and have fun. If you go handle your business, let them have fun. Yeah. And I was getting fined for it. So, you know, before the game, I ended up going into the Cincinnati Bengals locker room, and it was Terrell Owens and Chad Ochocinco. Yeah. They had magazines on each of their lockers, and it had them in a Batmobile and saying that Batman and Robin. So I'm like, all this is happening to me. I'm feeling like, why so serious? Why is everybody so, you know what I mean, on me? So I went and told Fitz. I say, Fitz, I got something for you today. I went into the room. I drew, like, the Joker face on me, and then I wrote the why so serious on my shirt. I didn't show anybody that. And then so the game started, and we went down quick, 21 points. Yeah. I'm like, oh, man, I guess I'm not going to be able to show this shirt. And something happened. Drayton Florence got a turnover. And then, like, it just felt like the vibes was changing. We in the huddle. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking to Fitz. I say, Fitz, have you ever had a comeback before? And he was like, I almost had a comeback in St. Louis, but we didn't get it. I was like, Fitz, just find me. Just find me. And he said, all right, I got you. Man, three touchdowns later, I lift up the shirt. Why so serious? It was a phenomenon. I did not know it was going to be as big as it was. It was just special.
Didn't get fined for that one.
I definitely got fined for that again. It's like it just kept on going. But it's like now you see in today's game, they allow it. You know, so I guess, you know, I had to take those hits for the younger guys now to just have fun.
You guys weren't even allowed to do touchdown celebration, and now you can have fun.
Right.
Although Josh Allen had a little awkward touchdown celebration this week. Didn't know what to do, and he stuck there.
Dude, he scored so many. It's like he ran out of celebration. celebrations. Just give it to the lineman.
70 rushing touchdown for Josh Allen.
Yeah,
that's
amazing.
Pretty crazy.
How many for this guy?
Oh, boy. I'm going to say, I was going to say probably in the 40.
No, no. Reverse your jersey number.
34? Oh, yeah.
34.
Okay. 34. Yep, yep. I got like
nice.
40
got
around
it.
There.
Yeah,
but
got it.
8 years total, 6 years with the Bills.
Yes.
You clearly, as you stated, like just bleed this city. What is it like for tonight? Like, went this collaboration, Bills and Sabres, it's Bills night here, and obviously there's going to be an awful lot of Bills theme through the whole. Well, I think we might have some nice jerseys
out
tonight,
too. Yeah, we may represent. That's good.
Like, how did you become so connected to it? Because obviously hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pro athletes come through here.
Great question.
People come and go. But
great question.
You know?
I took pride in it. When I came here, everybody was looking sad. It wasn't what it was now. Like, right now, you would think of Buffalo and see lights and, hey, big games, MVPs, et cetera, et cetera. But back when I was here, it just seemed like it was gloomy days. And I think I was that energy, like, come on, look at the fans, like teammates. Look at the fans. They're here all the time.
Yeah.
And you guys aren't giving them anything when you create a first down or make a touchdown. You don't even acknowledge them. So I was like, that's going to be the way I'm going to be seen as a seventh rounder, you know, who don't really get those opportunities. I'm going to utilize the fan base. And when I made a play, I got my opportunity, and I acknowledged the fans. Let's go. Come on. And then message boards. They start getting on social.
Yeah.
And, like, that was what really made me have that loyalty to the fan base, because without their support, I don't believe I would have been here as long as I was, you know, if I was just being quiet and playing it by the books, you know.
Yeah.
So I really appreciate that. And then to go on with this collaboration, that's so cool. Like I love hybrid things.
Yeah.
I love hybrid things. And to be able to fuse the Bills Mafia with the Sabrehood is amazing. Why not? You know, it's special.
And it's kind of crazy. Like the way you phrased it with like message boards, which preceded social, like at the front end of your career, like social wasn't really a thing yet.
Exactly.
And like, do you love it? Is that a thing that is a and would you love it more if you were playing now?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I really think about it every day. Like, I was running through walls, like, injuries, playing through injuries, and it really took a toll on me to where I can't really do those bursts like I can. And I was just thinking, like, man, in today's game, I would have been out there after I scored. I would have been on live. I would have been doing so much stuff to connect the community, you know what I mean, just so they can see the inside of it.
Yeah.
And, you know, now they got that opportunity, though, and it's cool, though. I love that.
Who was your, or maybe you can't pick just one, but who were some of your favorite teammates? You talk about Fitz, and we see Fitz on the TV now, ripping his shirt here, you know, showing his chest every
time
he can.
So natural.
So natural. But who were some of your favorite teammates from those years in Buffalo?
So I'm going to give props to Fitz first, because he sacrificed a lot for me to make the plays that I did. Knowing the unconventional routes that I had, and I wasn't running it to script how coaches would want it, but he sacrificed and held the ball a little bit longer, or he gave me signals, you do you, and I'll figure it out from there.
He was doing this?
He would do this before I go out to the lineup. Stevie, he'd call a play in the huddle, then you look at me, Stevie, and that means you do your thing, and I'm gonna read you.
Wow.
And, like, that's
wow.
just the sacrifice that he would do. So that's cool. Fred Jackson was one of those guys who looked out for everybody. You know, you didn't have to talk to him all the time, but you can just see the way he moved around the locker room. And he protected us in a sense of, you know, if somebody's going to lose their temper, he's there, you know. You always need a player like that with you. Eric Wood was another guy. I battled him in college for 2 years. He was in Louisville. I was in Kentucky. We battled each other. We was 1-1. And and then he came to Buffalo and became a young captain. And, you know, that was pretty cool. So, It's a lot of guys, DBs. I mean, Drayton Florence is one guy on defense who taught me a lot about, you know, space creating and the IQ of, you know, why a DB is doing what he's doing based off of what the offensive player is doing. So I give props to him also.
You ever hear Eric Wood sing? Because every summer I go to the Jim Kelly Golf Tournament, and there's always like these tents set up and food, and there's a karaoke or a band, and Eric Wood is always there singing, like country songs. He's always... The first time I heard him, Maybe I had too much to drink. I thought he sounded good. This summer wasn't so good.
You had too much or he had too much?
Well, maybe we both had too much.
A little bit of both.
This summer, it wasn't as good as I remember. He was still out there singing.
Yeah, he got to work on them vocal cords. But, yeah, I heard him singing in training camp one time. He was he was feeling himself a little bit. You know, he earned his captain role, and we was up in the dorms. He was having a good time.
So you talk about, you know, like, hockey season starts a little after football, and the first big team get-together and team party is the Halloween party, usually. Because you circled that on the calendar. You're like, okay, let's find a spot around Halloween where we can all get together, everybody gets costume, and we get a big party going on. I don't know if it was the same thing with football, but we have a poll on at Sabres Live on X right now, and the Sabres just had their Halloween party. Who was the best costume? So I don't know if in the control room we can put the costumes. So I'll bring my laptop over. And so you can see, this is the Scooby-Doo gang.
I like that.
Paige Thompson, Alex Tuck, Rasmus Dahlin is the dog. So there's the Scooby-Doo. This is Up, the movie Up, with the house and the balloon going up. So Hulk Hogan with the ring girl, obviously. That's another good one. So what do you think? And then we have Zach Benson, who's dressed like Alex Tuck, is not featured on this. But which one do you like best out of the one we showed right now?
You know what? I really love the creativity of the Up with the house and the balloons. But I'm going to go with the Scooby-Doo gang.
Scooby-Doo gang.
It just brought me back to watching the Scooby-Doo, and it was so on point. It was real accurate. I thought that was the
best. Leading right now on the poll, what it is. It's got 67%. I voted for Zach Benson as Alex Tuck because I think that's always fun when you show up as one of your teammates. Like, that's good.
Right.
Did you guys have a Halloween party with the Bills?
Yeah, well, we had where we would bring the kids in to do trick-or-treating around the stadium. And on the field, practice field, and through the office. So, yeah, we always had something that was pretty, you know, in spirit with the season.
Do you remember your favorite Halloween costume, either as a kid or as an adult?
I always wanted to be a vampire.
Okay.
I always wanted to be a vampire. So, that, and now my youngin', Armani, he loves to be the Halo guy. He ended up creating his own armor, you know what I mean?
And, really?
Yeah, so and my other kids, Maya and Mia, they love to be either animals or my youngest daughter, Mia, she's a softball player we're talking about. She loves to be any type of animal. And then my daughter, she's like Benson.
Okay.
He does real things, real persons, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's who she is. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. So that's what you're up to now. You're in San Diego, you know, running after the kids a lot. And you're talking about you're heading back because your daughter has a softball tournament. So what's that like now after the playing and, you know, kind of settling into that role?
Yeah, I mean, it's cool. I would, if I knew it was all this work every day, take them to practice, then you come back home, you think you're chilling. Oh, wait, no, we got practice here. Well, now we got dinner night. We got to go here. Like, oh, I should have kept playing. I would have played through all the injuries. But, no, like, it's serious. It's a blessing, though, at the end of the day, man, being able to see the kids grow and having that ableness or the ability to, you know, take care and be there. You know, mentorship. That's what we do heavy also. You know, we stepped in with the youths, community. We have youth teams in Arizona, in Northern California, and, you know, just trying to prep their mind for life after football and while going through football, you know. So being able to connect with people and just share our wisdom is what it's about on our side.
What sport would you stay up until 3 in the morning to watch? Because there's a lot of people with a baseball hangover today, given the nature of the Dodgers and Jays' 18-inning affair last night that ended in favor of the Dodgers.
Yeah. I mean, it was close to baseball. I'm going to say hockey. I'll stay up for hockey. Yeah,
oh, yes.
Shout out to Sabres Live, baby.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's the thing. Like, when it's playoff hockey, you can go 1, 2, 3, 4 overtime, 5 overtime. Mm. You know, baseball, they went 18 innings.
Fifth time.
That's the fifth time that
it's never gone beyond 18.
Wow. In the playoffs?
Playoffs.
In the playoffs. That's incredible.
Yep.
And the way that it happened, too. The Jays in the 18th inning, like, have runners on second and third, two outs. You're thinking maybe they had so many opportunities.
Yes.
I fell asleep in the 14th inning. It was like past 1 a.m. I was like, okay, I'm going to bed now. But what sports did you play as a kid, though? Was it focused on football all the time?
Yeah, it was football.
football, basketball, and baseball.
Okay.
I wish I played some volleyball. My son, he's in competitive volleyball now, and that seems so much fun. Now we do it at the family reunions, and I'm dominating. You know, I'm taking advantage of the uncles and aunties. Yeah, I mean, I'm taking advantage though, but yeah, I played football, basketball, but yeah, I really wish I did focus more on baseball though. Mm-hmm. It seems like you can play a little longer, considering you know taking care of the body. But
it's 162 games a year. It's busy,
a lot of games.
Though,
it's a lot of games.
You know, and you're traveling, but it's different. But you're right. It seems like. Can manage.
Indeed.
You don't take the hits the same way, that's
right,
for sure.
Right. But, yeah, the one that got me furthest was football at the end of the day. You know, that was the scholarship. And I don't believe I would have even went to college if I didn't get that scholarship, to be honest.
Yeah.
So, tonight, your in-arena host, Stevie Johnson, is with us here on Sabres Live. It's Bills night inside of KeyBank Center. Again, note the start time at 6:45. And you come in here, as you do, I think, most places, you come in here with ease, confidence, camaraderie that you established with everyone. Like, how comfortable are you just being in front of the microphone, the camera, and, like, has that always been the way? And, like, how excited should people be for you tonight kind of putting on a show?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't even say being excited for me to put on a show. It's more so your Sabres, you know.
Yeah.
You gotta be here to support the Sabres no matter who the host is and understand. Like we spoke on earlier, yeah, we got the goals back there, but it's not like this, mm-hmm. you know. So you got a great team here and a developing team. As far as being on the mic and talking, no, I'm really – reserved. I'd rather not be, you know, but when for something like this is special, you know, it's like a duty in a sense, you know. So I don't think about the nerves or anything. I just think about what they're thinking, like, oh wow, that's pretty cool, Stevie's here, or so and so is here.
Yeah.
So we got to provide for them, you know. So I'm looking forward to, you know, grabbing a few fans randomly. So be ready. You might be hosting with me. So that's what I'm looking forward to.
But you are a creative type, don't you think?
Yes. It's very creative. I'd rather be in the back, but if I have to be in the front, I understand what my duty is.
But when, like, I mean, we play with some guys and we know, oh, this one will do TV, or this one will be a coach, and this one may be a GM sometime. And I'm hearing you talk and, you know, the personality that you are. I mean, people are walking the atrium and you're like, hey, yo.
Yeah,
like,
it's my guy.
It's my guy. Like, I could see you on TV, like on Sunday morning. I get up, I turn on, and there's Stevie Johnson. I can see you on TV. So that's something that maybe
I should pursue. Yeah. I mean, you know, this is the confirmation here. You know, maybe I'll send a few more emails to some of my network friends and see if I can do that.
I mean, it'd be good to see you and Fitz back on the desk again.
Yeah.
He's doing pretty good, but I feel like he needs you.
You know that chemistry, right? That's that chemistry. And, yeah, you know, I really do a lot for Buffalo because of what they did for me, in a sense. So, like, I do some work outside of Buffalo, but I didn't really focus on that or the broadness of the entirety of the NFL. I just wanted to represent the Bills. And from here, I've been getting a lot of opportunities. Maybe I should, you know, take advantage of it some more.
What are some of the things outside of football and family, obviously, mm-hmm. that you are proud of that you've done?
Yeah, so as far as our mentorship. So Club HBHF Exposure Academy, what we do is we take kids, whether you're an athlete or not, whether you're playing or you just want the experience, we've taken kids for a week at a time and we house them and we teach them banking, the basics of banking.
Yep.
Just going in there and being comfortable asking questions and understand that those are your friends. It don't need to be daunting. Mm-hmm. We have a connection with Chef Steven. He's a part of the Delaware staff and the chef here. Teaching them how the basics of cooking, you know, going to the grocery store. And then we take them around to compete against different teams because that's what you're getting involved in when you go to college. So the mentorship has been heavy for us. You know, from that, we do hobbies as far as, like, we got Cigar Mafia Company. Shout out to my guy, Dennis. We do digital work with the kids also as far as getting them prepped for this new life. The new life of digital media and being able to control your own. Our producer's in the back. You know, you seen what she was doing, managing everything.
Yeah.
That's what we have to get our younger generation on to think like, hey, that's the way it's done, and not complaining about it.
How old are these kids that you mentor? What age group is that?
So for those weekly trips, they went from 14 to. Our oldest one was 22,
okay.
I believe, 22. And And yeah, the 22-year-old, he wasn't an athlete. He wanted to have that experience of waking up every day at 6 o'clock, going to do this, going to do that. Yeah. You know, he was a late bloomer, but now he's a sports trainer. You know, yeah. So it's just providing those sparks. Also, children's books. We do children's
books.
That's
what I was fascinated by.
Yeah. So that's one thing that I'm probably the most proud of. The creativeness that Charlie, my guy Zach, we take other people's obstacles, put them in a book, in a story mode, and then share it to the world so that they can understand that even their favorite players has been through something.
And the target age for those children's books?
I mean, that one's from 5 to 50, 55, yeah. 5 and beyond, because all
because
of those
we can always learn.
Exactly,
right?
Yeah. Exactly. You know, like, so we got Fred Jackson. He's the Incredible Hulk, right? But people didn't know he used to be one of the smallest guys on his team. He had to overcome the obstacle of being picked on and going to work out every day, being at the bottom of the depth chart. Eric Wood, we have a book with Eric Wood, and the story that he had with his family is just – I never even knew. I played against him for years and never knew what he was going through on personally with his family. Again, like, we have books on Fitz, myself, the drop that I've had. You know, we put all our stuff out there so that people can learn and understand. Just because these guys went pro, life wasn't perfect or easy for them. You know, they still had an obstacle to get over.
Great stories.
You still follow your alma mater at Kentucky?
Absolutely.
Got a good one here in Buffalo. Played his first game on Sunday, Maxwell Arsene. So that's good.
It's good to see UK players here. We got Ray Davis, Deion Walker, and, Max Harrison doing his thing. It's good to see that. It's good to see them being able to utilize that Kentucky blue. I feel like it's special because guys at Kentucky have that same feeling of Buffalo, that sense of pride. Like, I want to do more to prove it. I want to prove it, you know, being a Kentucky player in the SEC. You come to Buffalo, it's the same mindset. I'm going to prove it. We go get there, you know. Same with the Sabres, you know.
Yeah.
Can't wait for tonight. Thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, that's awesome. Can't wait to feel the buzz and the energy in the building.
Let's go.
Stevie Johnson from the Bills and a terrific NFL career, and he is in-arena host tonight here at KeyBank Center. It's Bills night, Sabres and Jackets. The puck drops at 6:45, so note that start time. We're on with pregame coverage on MSG at 6. Now, of course, this guy has been a lot of fun to not only have on the show, but just to watch over the years. And I think the more and more we get to know this current group of Sabres, you see the chemistry, the friendships, the connections, and often the hilarity that ensues.
What would be your spirit animal? Why? Your cat.
Spirit, no,
you're
not
cat.
A cat.
Yeah, you are.
I'd be like a tiger or something.
A saber?
A tiger.
A saber. Saber-toothed tiger.
Probably like a tiger.
Yeah.
So it's a cat, but... So
you're
a
cat.
Cat. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
still a
big,
cat, though.
Cat. Yeah, I guess.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
We are back, and we want you to find the matchups that work best for you and build your five-game pack today. Enjoy savings on single-game pricing, priority access to playoff tickets, and the flexibility to bundle your favorite games. Visit Sabres.com/5 to purchase yours today. Big thanks again to Stevie Johnson for joining us to kick off Sabres Live on Bills Night tonight, Sabres and Jackets. And we finally get to dive in on the lineup tonight and what we're anticipating based on the optional morning skate, but more so yesterday's full practice. And the big story, obviously, is Michael Kesselring making his Sabres debut.
And this is very important for the Sabres for multiple reasons. I think that defensively, they've really turned a corner. They've played better, which is good. Like, Owen Power has looked good. Matthias Samuelsson's looked good. Byram and Dahlin, and they've been able to move everybody around. Mm-hmm. But now, and Connor Timmins has been really good as well. But now...
Big part of the number one
penalty kill, absolutely. Yep. But now, I think what it does with having Kesselring is that you can have three sets of pairs that you're going to go in and stick with, and it's not going to be as much movement. And maybe in games you can say, okay, we'll move Samuelsson back up with Dahlin, you know, Byron, whatever. But I think that you're going to start with kind of a set plan And Kesselring not only helps you defensively, I think he's going to help tremendously with transition offense, that first pass, that joining the rush, something that Matias Samuelsson has been really good at, and I think it's been a point of emphasis in camp and in the early going of the season. So I'm really looking forward to Kesselring, his involvement and help in many aspects of the game.
Yeah, could well see Samuelsson, Dahlin, Power with Timmins, and Kesselring with Byram. Let's hear from Michael as he gets ready for his save.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Bruce debut.
It's been really exciting. I feel like I'm getting asked every day when am I going to be back. And it's a good feeling as a player to know that the team wants you in, coaches want you in, management wants you in. So I'm excited to get in there and prove that I can help this team and play my game. Will it maybe take a few games for me to get my legs under myself a little bit? But not an excuse, but just to maybe I'm not going to play a ton of minutes right away and work my way into it. But practice today, I felt really good. And it was kind of that reactive stuff that I needed to take the next step with, and I felt pretty good at practice today, so it was good. Just the way our team plays in general, with the D have been up in the rush, making plays, I think it suits my game really well, and I think whatever lefty I'm going to play with, I can complement their game, whether it's Sammy or Bo or Dolls or OP, I think I can contribute to helping them play their game, so very excited to get back in there.
So, from speed dating, which we teased before the break, available on Sabre's social channels featuring Michael Kesselring, it's the real stuff tonight, and a date with a debut against the Blue Jackets. So, he, of course, is going to be part of the group in front of the netminder that we expect to be Alex Lyon tonight. Lyon, of course, 3-4 on the season, but terrific in the sense of quality starts, goals against save percentage, and a big reason why the group is 4-1-1 in the last six. Of course, Buffalo is coming off an overtime loss to Toronto. That was Lukanen's debut.
Yes.
Ellis was unavailable that day to some tightness in his back. He's fine right now. Just a, you know, kind of a quick review, if you will, of Lukanen and the trio right now as we move into a week where they're home tonight at Boston on Thursday and then home Saturday for Hockey Fights Cancer Night against Washington.
Well, if you look at Lukanen's game Saturday in Toronto, it was good until that third goal. And I think Lukanen talked about it and said, you know what, that, because to be honest with you, Duffer, that goal.
Not even lying?
Not even lying to you. I'm being very honest here. That goal, the third goal, which is a goal that you would think, yeah, I got to make a save here. It was not screened. There was a little nuisance from a Toronto player there, but you just miss it with the glove. It goes in. All of a sudden, you go from a two-goal game where you win to giving up four where you have an overtime loss because you give up that third one, and then you end up being victimized on the John Tavares breakaway shot, perfect shot over the blocker. Mm-hmm. So you go from giving up two to all of a sudden doubling that to giving up four just because of the one goal. And I think that's what as a goaltender, you got to go back to is that that one save, right? It's not so much give up one less goal. It's make one more save. Mm-hmm. And I think people are going to say that's the same thing. Well, no, that's not the same thing because giving up one goal is big. Like you're thinking you're giving up three or four goals, that's 25% or 33% of your workload. But making one more save is one out of 25 shots, right? It's a much less percentage, but that's how impactful it can be. So that's the one with Lukanen. Now, if I move forward to this week, obviously, you know, Colton Ellis was not good to go on Saturday night. He would have been going. Mm-hmm. I would have anticipated Ellis would have probably gone Saturday. Lukanen would have probably gone tonight, and then you kind of see where you are. Mm-hmm. But because Ellis wasn't available, you fast forward with Lukanen in Toronto a little bit. And then you look at this week. I wouldn't be surprised if all three got in this week.
Wow.
Just because I want to see what I have before I start making decisions. I need to see if Colton Ellis is healthy and if he can play. I need to see where is Lukanen at after the Toronto game. This is big for the Sabres, especially knowing that Alex Lyon has played so well. So where are you at with your goalie room right now? Mm-hmm. So you need to be able to find that out. Like, I don't want to go 2.5 weeks and saying, oh, well, now Colton Ellis is getting a second start of the... But if he's not healthy, I get it.
No, I'm...
if he's healthy, I'm like, you almost want to know what you got in him, what you got in Lukanen. I think we know what we have in Alex Lyon.
We are very opposite on this day, on October 28th, 2025.
The yin and the yang.
I see no back-to-backs. I see riding Alex Lyon. That's how I would look at it right now, but I know I'm going to be wrong on that, so that's okay.
But I like that approach, and I like that mentality. Mm-hmm. Look, at Columbus is going to go with Jed Greaves tonight.
And they're in a bit of a true rotation right now.
They're in a true rotation. Jed Greaves started game one. He plays all the odd number games, and Elvis Merzlikins has played all the even number games. Jed Greaves last year was a big part of why Columbus won 6 in a row to finish the season. Mm-hmm. Almost got in, right? And this year, well, the numbers are good, but he's 1-3. But the numbers are not bad. 903 save percentage, 279. They're pretty good. Mm-hmm. But so they're in a true rotation trying to figure it out. There's teams that are going to say, no, you know what? We're playing our guy. We're playing the one guy. Like, Ottawa was a little bit like that. Calgary is like that. We play Dustin Wolf all the time. Mm-hmm. I almost feel like the Sabres may be, I don't want to say unsure, but I'd like to be a fly on the wall and see what they're talking to coach's office. Do we ride one guy, or do we want to know what we have in our goalie group?
Well, what I felt bad about the most on Saturday when they fell in overtime was the offensive side of the game, because, you know, if you're talking about the difference between 3 goals allowed and 4 goals allowed, and they very easily could have walked away with Lukanen allowing just 3 because of the 4 great chances they had in the first minute of overtime in what was their first overtime of the season. So that's my long-winded way of saying it comes down to goal scoring. So anytime goal scorer tonight against Jet Greaves and the Jackets.
Okay, anytime goal scorer tonight, I am going to go with Jason Zucker. That's going to be my pick tonight. Jason Zucker is at plus 310 for the anytime goal scoring tonight. So I'm going to say with Zucker at plus 310, that's my guy.
I'm going with Kesselring because I always like long odds.
You pick the guys in their debut all the time.
I do. I'm a big first impression guy.
I was telling the Columbus guys how you picked Zach Metsa at plus 2,700 in his first NHL game.
Well, and thank you to Zach Metsa for his contributions last week in his first NHL games. I thought went very well. Obviously, they kind of leaned more on 5 defensemen and limited the minutes to a certain extent, but the path to the NHL was well-earned by Metsa. He's back in Rochester, of course,
yep. The
captain there, and the Amerks play tomorrow night, but it really was a nice start. Kesselring, by the way, has 3 assists and 4 career
plus 1,100. It's not plus 2,700, but he's plus 1,100. That's still a pretty big long shot.
Well, it is the defense core that we were basically talking about most of the summer, right?
Well, I guess I wouldn't have said that Matthias Samuelsson was going to have 5 points in 7 games and 2 of them goals.
But from a health standpoint, this is the group of 6 that we talked about, right?
Yes, that is the group of 6. Maybe not the way that we thought they were going to be together. I thought it was going to be Dahlin and Byram, mm-hmm. and it was going to be Power and Kesselring and Samuelsson and Timmins. Now, the last few games, you know what? Like, the dynamic of the group of six have changed a little bit. When you play with mostly five, you're going to have a weird rotation. Everybody's playing with everybody. And it looks as though, like you mentioned earlier, that, well, we're going to see Samuelson with Dahlin, and we're going to see Byram with Kesselring, which is powering Timmins.
Yep.
I am all good with that. I am all good with, and again, maybe that's why you pick Kesselring, because I think Byram and Kesselring can, mm-hmm. can bring some offense to this game.
All subject to change in-game, of course, and that would be
at
something
any moment of the game.
Okay, so it's all 32 in action tonight, 16 games across the league beginning at 6 p.m., Pittsburgh and Philadelphia, Calgary and Toronto. Last night there were just two, lopsided win for the Sens over Boston, and obviously another win for Pittsburgh. They're 7-2-1 as they upend the Blues.
You like the offense, by the way. How many goals did those teams score to win their games yesterday? Well, what was it, 6-7? 6-7?
Oh, my God.
As soon as I saw that last night, I was like, I got to bring you up on the show. It only takes 6 or 7 goals to win a game in the NHL.
Well,
that was perfect last night.
That is true when you're talking about San Jose, because they have just 2 wins this year, and both have come in overtime, 6-5. And this is my dazzled from the last time that we spoke. I was watching this game intently, was disappointed the Sharks blew yet another late third period lead. And Marty, overtime started, and the starting three Sharks did not get off the ice for 3 minutes and 45 seconds, save for William Eklund, who decided, finally, I got to get off the ice, immediately created a 3-on-2. Faber gets denied by Askarov, and Celebrini, the guy that comes on, the only fresh player on the ice, goes down and scores a goal. It was unreal. The two other Sharks were out there for 3:47 to start overtime, and they won the game. It was miraculous, and the twice this past week that they won 6-5 overtime games.
Yeah, and not only were Liljegren and Wennberg, I think, was the other guy, on the ice for 3:35, 3:40. They didn't touch the puck for 3:35, 3:40. And so when I first looked at that and I saw Celebrini with the puck just separating himself from Brock Faber, who is a really good skater, mm-hmm. I thought, oh, Faber must have been at the end of his shift. No. That's why it's even more dazzling, because Faber had just got on the ice, and Celebrini whipped the puck, like blew him out of the water to go on a breakaway and score. Listen, people.
What's your dazzled?
Well, I think I'm jumping on your dazzled.
By the way, Celebrini, 1 point off the NHL scoring lead right now.
Okay,
unreal.
Here's a dazzled, and we're going to see this team November 4th here at KeyBank Center, the Utah Mammoth, okay? And if I ask 100 people, let's say Family Feud, I'm asking 100 people who leads the league in scoring points total this season in the NHL. I think most people would say Jack Eichel. Some even may say Connor McDavid, not knowing that Connor McDavid is like not himself right now.
He's only 4 points off the lead.
He's only got one goal. But the player that is tied with Jack Eichel for number one is Nick Schmaltz. The Utah Mammoth Nick Schmaltz has 16 points and is tied for first. Actually, he's in the lead because he has more goals than Jack Eichel. Mm-hmm. So that's the old Marcel Dion Wayne Gretzky.
You're forgetting
thing.
Somebody. There's a three-way tie at the top.
There's a three-way tie now?
Yeah. His name's Evgeny Malkin.
Oh, yeah, because he played yesterday. And he had he stuck
two more
up there.
Points. Crosby is right behind them after another three-point night last night.
Well, okay. Well, I did not have Nick Schmaltz, Jack Eichel, and Evgeny Malkin on the bingo card when the season started.
But you have been a notorious supporter of Schmaltz over the years, and this allows me the opportunity to once again promote the incredible album from 2018 by Spanish Love Songs called Schmaltz.
Schmaltz.
So download it wherever you get your music. And
okay, because let's
real quick,
I'm
Disturbed. We got to fly.
Oh, Disturbed?
My Disturbed is the Blues. You don't need to see it. They stink.
They are stinking.
And?
And, okay, well, my Disturbed, oh,
10,
I love baseball,
9,
right?
8, yes, hurry up.
The amount of time people got thrown out at third or home last night in the
game.
Oh,
that was dazzling. That was some of the best defense I've ever witnessed.
I know, but some of the worst running, like, you get beat by 10 feet.
Yeah.
Not like even like tag, tag.
I know. Can you imagine if they called like some sort of catcher interference on that one?
I thought
like,
they were.
The guy's out by 20 feet. Like it doesn't matter. What are we even talking
now,
about here?
The rules analyst had an excellent point.
I know.
He says once he catches the ball, he can get in the lane and make a play. And then they asked about running the catcher over like Pete Rose in the All-Star game.
Right.
They're like, you cannot go out of your way to run the catcher over. But contact could happen if the catcher's standing there.
All right, game four of the World Series happens tonight in L.A. as the Kings, by the way, will be starting their game at 11 Eastern tonight as they take on Celebrini and the San Jose Sharks to cap
a late start.
The 16-game NHL schedule.
Maybe you know the ball game won't be over by then.
Definitely won't be over. Now, we are actually really excited for what's coming up later on this season. It's another Sabres Road Crew party, and this one with a twist in Nashville. You can join us for a watch party as the Sabres are going to be playing on that day in January. Why don't I now have the date in front of me? Should be in the promo. Anyway, so the day before the Sabres take on the Predators, we are going to, well, I can't see the graphic, Sammy. That's why I'm asking.
I'm going to tell you what it is. Okay, so on Monday, January the 19th.
Thank you.
Is Carolina, Sabres are at Carolina at 1:30.
Yes.
Which is 12:30 Nashville time. We're going to have a watch party in Nashville. And then the January the 20th, the Sabres play in Nashville. So we're going to be staying for 72 hours in Nashville, Duffer. And hopefully, you guys join us for the watch party, road crew party in Nashville, Tennessee.
It'll be easier for you than me to find all the details at sabres.com/road crew. Back after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
One thing I don't need to be told as far as dates are concerned, Hockey Fights Cancer Night this Saturday, November the 1st. The Capitals are in. It's our incredibly meaningful theme night to drive fundraising and awareness for cancer research with our friends at Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Special Hockey Fights Cancer scarves, of course, for all in attendance. Learn more and get your tickets at sabres.com/HFC. Sabres and jackets. It's Bills night tonight here at KeyBank Center. Our poll results from earlier, who wore it best at the Halloween party for the Sabres?
Scooby-Doo is the winning group, and I love the fact that Rasmus Dahlin was actually Scooby-Doo. He was the dog, right? He was, you know, covered. You couldn't even tell it was his face, and but they did a fantastic job as Scooby-Doo. I like the Zach Benson, Alex Tuck, because back in the days, the one year a good Halloween party at my house, three people showed up as Brian Campbell. It was awesome. James Patrick showed up as Brian Campbell. JP Dumont and Chris Drury all showed up as Brian Campbell. So it was one of them had a troll head with the orange hair flyer.
35 years ago, incredible whipping of the Whalers by the Sabres, 5-0. Malarchuk, a 29-save shutout, his final in his career. Pierre Turgeon had a hat trick. Rick 5-3 helpers. And unhappy Dean Evason on the losing side. He had a 5-minute major and a 10-minute misconduct after a spearing incident. Dean, of course, is back as the Jackets coach
tonight. I saw Dean this morning, and he was smiling, and he was happy. You know who else? Cameron Briere, Danny Briere's youngest son, is a video coach with the Columbus Blue Jackets. Got to see him. Last time I saw him, he was probably like four apples high, like he
Amazing.
Was knee-high.
Happy birthday, Kevin Dineen, former Whaler.
Yeah.
Benny
Another
Hogue.
One that looks angry all the time.
Benny Hogue and Jack Eichel, who is co-leader of NHL scoring at age 29. What is the note about Kevin Dineen that I want to share? There's only eight players in the history of the game, 350-plus goals and over 2,000 penalty minutes.
He was tough. He was definitely
Tockett,
tough.
Tockett, Verbeek, Gary Roberts, Shanahan, Mellenby, Keith Tkachuk, and former Sabre Mike Foligno. We'll see you soon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.